D.E. Howard.
Thank you. Buy the truth and sell it not will be the greatest decision of your life. That will be the greatest bargain of your life. But it is the truth and only the truth that makes men free, as affirmed by our Lord. No man has the right to discount God's truth. If you should go to a department store to purchase an item and you see the price tag is plainly marked $10, that doesn't mean $5. If some salesman offer you the item for $5 without authority to do so, that is dishonesty. And that salesman becomes an accomplice in theft. That is happening in stores throughout the land today, but it is dishonesty and theft. I served as chairman of the board of a chain of retail stores for several years. One of our major problems was theft. Theft by shoplifters and theft by employees. One favorite scheme of the thief is to change price tags on merchandise. Yes, a dishonest employee may sometimes act in collusion with a dishonest customer, change the price tag on the merchandise, and sell it to the customer for much less than the stated truthful price value. If it is a $10 item, remove the true price identity and replace it with a $5 price tag. That's a favorite thief trick. My friends, hear me. Are you listening? Any preacher who offers salvation for less than those terms stipulated by our Lord is dealing wrongfully and sometimes deceitfully. For example, when Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," no man has the right to discount the Lord's command and say, "He that believeth is saved." Faith is connected to the action of baptism with the conjunction "and," which is just like a plus sign. Faith plus baptism equals to salvation, Jesus said. Faith plus something else saves, not faith only. Galatians 3:26-27 explains further, "For ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Yes, my friends, it is through faith that obeys, which is the faith that saves, when one is baptized into Christ. As Paul wrote in the Galatian letter, chapter 5 and verse 6, "This is the kind of faith that works by love. The faith that saves is the faith that obeys." The Bible says not only buy the truth, but the word also said sell it not. What about the selling price? We may pay a high price for the truth that makes men free from sin, but an investment in the eternal destiny of one soul is the only really sound investment in today's spiritual marketplace. Now, let us consider the vital question, how does one sell the truth? My friends, a man sells the truth when he gives up that which he knows to be right in order to gain temporary pleasure or worldly gain. Did you know that every temptation that comes your way is an effort to get you to sell the truth? Satan is always promising the pleasures we desire, the power we covet, or the worldly gain we have our sights set on, if we will just make a little deal with him, trade with him. The devil will bargain with you. Sometimes, when we think we have a good bargain, we may learn later that we paid a terrific price and end up very much on the lost side. The devil has no bargain to offer. An Old Testament example is seen in the person of Moses, the great lawgiver. A New Testament reference records that, by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he looked unto the recompense of reward. Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26. This critical choice on the part of Moses set the course of his life in the direction of greatness in God's service. God will always provide a way for one who will buy the truth and sell it not. Unfortunately, there are those who will sell the truth. Judas sold it for 30 pieces of silver. He heard the same truth the other apostles heard. He was exposed to the same influence of Christ the other apostles experienced. But he sold out. What a tragedy in the story of human life, such a tragedy that he took his own life. He sold out when the devil entered his soul. That was the first down payment. Some today sell for even less. The price for others may be more. Many have a price for which they will sell, if the devil can tell, and he usually can, you know. Many preachers sell the truth because of compromise. There is no compromise, ladies and gentlemen, between truth and error. Christ said, you're either for me or against me, in Matthew 12 and 30. And the Apostle Paul said, preach the word without compromise, in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4. The Apostle John said, and listen to this carefully, and I say, are you listening? Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the teaching, the same hath both the Father and the Son. If anyone cometh unto you and bringeth not this teaching, receive him not into your house, and give him no greeting, for he that giveth him greeting partaketh in his evil works. 2 John, verses 9 through 11. Some sell the truth because they will not defend it. Jude exhorted, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Jude 3. Others sell the truth because they won't practice it. Even bystanders may be heard to say, what you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear what you say. The inspired apostle declared, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1, verse 21. Ladies and gentlemen, buy the truth and sell it not. Never sell it not. My friends, there are some experts at adding and subtracting in the religious marketplace. The truth of God is a divine commodity, carelessly used by some traders in the marketplace of the souls of men. Some do not hesitate to add or subtract to suit themselves. Many centuries ago, God spoke to his people through Moses, saying, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I command you. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Beloved, God's word is inspired, complete, all-sufficient, and all-powerful. It is not to be tampered with by mortal man. Why can't men learn to love and trust the divine message today instead of adding to it or subtracting from the truth in the marketplace? Christ sounded a stern warning to the traders in truth, saying, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophets of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plague which are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. Revelation 22, 18, 19. Yes, we are not to add to or to take from the word of Christ. If we do so, that is simply selling the truth. To do so is to exchange the truth for something of no value, or even more important, the exchange may mean the loss of your soul in eternity. What a foolish choice. The divine wisdom exhorts, buy the truth and sell it not. Ladies and gentlemen, I call attention to one of the most dangerous practices in the religious marketplace. Not only do many people add to the word of truth or subtract from it, but they are also guilty of perverting the word of the Lord. Yes, there is perversion in the marketplace that is surely displeasing to God. Hear these words of the Apostle Paul as he addressed the churches of Galatia. He declared, I marvel that you are so quickly removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. We know that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation, as we read in Romans 1:16. When a man perverts the gospel, he is affecting the destiny of the souls of men. A perverted gospel is no longer the power of God unto salvation, but rather the power of Satan unto damnation. What a difference a little perversion in the marketplace can do in the buying and selling of truth. Exchanges for truth may be made in the spiritual and moral marketplace, but your soul, ladies and gentlemen, is always cheated. The apostle furthermore declared in verse 9 and 10, if any man preach another gospel unto you than that you receive, let him be accursed. There are those in the religious marketplace who in their desperate efforts to attract people to their own marketplace have changed the price tags on many items of truth. A discount operation in the business world is a legitimate matter, but in the business of reconciling men to God, there is not a man on earth who has the authority to discount the terms of salvation given by God through Christ and the Holy Spirit. Some of the vital teachings of the Bible concerning faith, repentance, baptism, the church, and salvation have long been tampered with by many of the buyers and sellers of truth. Some religious leaders in the marketplace engage in trading faith. Faith has been cheapened in many corners of the marketplace, in contrast to faith which the Bible declares to be essential to salvation. Men, on the other hand, are preaching an easy believism that results in little real commitment to the Lord and a false assurance of salvation. You know, belief only gives one the right to become a child of God. In John 1:11 and 12 it is said, "He came unto his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name." From this text, it is evident that the believer has the right to become a child of God, not that he is already a child of God. One is saved when his faith manifests itself in obedience to the word of truth. One cannot be saved by faith alone. For in James chapter 2, verses 17 to 24, it is revealed that faith alone is dead. Remember, Jesus declared, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. And our Lord commanded through the Apostle Peter, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins," Acts 2, verse 38. To the Christians, Peter admonished, "Add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love." And he declared, "Brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall." 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 10. And in 1 Peter 1, 9, he concluded, "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul." The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? When the man of God said, "Buy the truth and sell it not," he meant the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Do you really want the truth? An attorney defending a known criminal is committed to defend his client's legal and personal rights. But he certainly will not pursue the case as well as to be expected of the prosecution in order to reveal the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Perhaps a watered-down truth or truth compromise might be more desirable for them. But my friends, I say, divine truth has never been able to accommodate error. Ladies and gentlemen, what greater truth can be found than expressed by the wise man of God when he said, "Buy the truth and sell it not"? What value to hold, like the treasure hidden in the field or the pearl of great price? As recorded in Matthew 13:44-45, the truth has incomparable value. They sold everything they had to make the purchase of a lifetime. No bargaining for price or substitutes to be considered. It was not a bargaining proposition. May I ask, what are you willing to pay? Actually, what price tag do you have on your soul? Remember that Jesus said, "What shall a man be profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16:25-26. I tell you, my friends, whether you realize it or not, the value of your soul is not quotable on the stock exchange or any merchandise market in all the world. Your soul is so valuable that God gave His Son, who gave Himself, that you might be saved from eternal torment. But there is no one who can appropriate the blessings of God's truth to the saving of your soul except yourself. As we contemplate the meaningfulness and application of this inspired declaration, "Buy the truth and sell it not," may I say, it would surely be a good thing to say and a wise thing to do to buy the truth at any price and sell it